This is the Great Destinations radio show. Now, most people know that the United States is made up of 50 states, but perhaps fewer realise that America has lots of other territories like Guam, Puerto Rico, the US Virgin Islands. They're scattered across the globe. And that's what led author Doug Mack to visit every one of these territories for his book, The Not Quite States of America. One of these areas is American Samoa.
The people there tend to live in these traditional villages. The social structure is really largely unchanged for hundreds, if not thousands of years. You'll still see a lot of the traditional architecture, which are these sort of huts called fales. And, you know, the building materials are obviously much more modern than they were 100 years ago. You don't see as many thatch roofs. But there are many ways where you really feel like you're very, very far from the states.
The islands, Doug says, have the most stunning scenery he's ever seen. But few of his fellow countrymen have ever visited.
It's a matter of distance. To get to American Samoa from the American mainland, you have to fly to Hawaii and then get another flight another 5 hours south. And once you go there, you're there for a week because the next flight doesn't go back.
Doug feels the lack of development means American Samoa has remained a special place.
Because they don't have a lot of people who go there. They don't have all the attractions or the resorts or things like that, which means that people continue to not go there. But you know, if anyone is really looking to truly escape, American Samoa is a wonderful place for that.
And Doug says there's plenty to keep you active if you don't want to just lie on the beach.
Go hiking. I'm not in peak physical condition, but I did a hike that traces the mountains. We go along the ridge lines above the harbor there in the capital of Pongo Pongo. Every 100 meters or so, you're coming to a clearing and you can see down. And what you're seeing spread out before you are these little coves, as well as this jungle that truly is this sort of unspoiled beauty with a million shades of green and little flashes of flowers here and there and these very tidy villages right up against the water. It really is quite spectacular.
The food in American Samoa will be familiar to anybody who's visited the United States because most is imported, but there are some unique local specialities.
Some people still eat giant clam.
And for that true tropical experience, Doug says you have to stay on the beach.
You can stay in a little hut for $50 a night, and you just sit out on their deck and you drink a cocktail that they make for you and eat this wonderful food and watch the waves come into their own little private cove, and then you go to sleep in your own little hut, and it's just a magnificent experience.
To learn more about American Samoa and the other US territories, have a look at Doug's book, The Not Quite States of America.
The Great Destinations Radio Show. What you need to know before you go.